This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Gay marriage got legal in Massachusetts 3 years ago today. Gay or not, this does seem like a big moment for the culture.
So how come some gays are wondering if life in the mainstream doesn't seem, well, a little ho-hum? Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
It's 3 months before their wedding, and Scott Squillace and Sean Hartman are working their way through an accordion file of details yet to be dealt with. They've booked the church and the reception hall, signed up two best men, three flower girls, and a ring bearer. They've registered for china and crystal, and with the help of three different wedding etiquette books, they've begun to design a ceremony and formal invitations.
Do you want the addresses, though, on the brunch envelopes?
At a print shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Hartman and Squillace have chosen square invitations in a handsome navy font with a simple, elegant border.
Okay, now back to the thank you note, with or without your names.
Yeah, with the names.
Okay.
Is that what's normally done, or what is it?
I mean, traditionally it would be just the bride's name.
It's one of those moments they have to improvise from the etiquette books.
I think thank you would look nice.
An older woman walks by, asks about the wedding, and offers her congratulations. It's a sign of how mainstream society, at least here in this small East Coast enclave, has come to accept the reality of gay marriage and how the gay community itself has changed from a radical movement bent on challenging societal norms to a community now eagerly embracing those conventions as their own.
I call it the most traditional, non-traditional wedding. I mean, we're doing the unity candle and doing the charge and doing the vows and
the Ave Maria.
Yeah.
I grew up in this.
We are seeing a seminal cultural change in gay identity, and it's happening around us right now.
Jonathan Rausch is a scholar in gay issues at the Brookings Institution. At a time when gay pride parades draw more dads with diaper bags than drag queens, and rainbow bumper stickers are no longer synonymous with radical, Rausch says the gay community is no longer what it once was.
It just becomes much harder to think of yourself as an outcast culture. When you find lesbian couples attending PTA meetings, it's a very different vision, and it's a very fast, intense transformation.
For most advocates, gay and lesbian integration into the mainstream is the ultimate success and the natural evolution of any minority group. But there are some in the gay community who've long identified as part of the fringe who are now struggling to embrace this new idea of white wedding cakes, walking the aisle, and, as some have put it, the crate and barrelization of gay culture.
I'm wincing.
Paula Edelbrick is head of the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. She says she's glad to see marriage opening up to gays, but she also feels a kind of angst that it will mean an end to the edginess, excitement, and radical chic that has made gay culture distinct.
I kind of like being on the outside, you know, trying to push, you know. I miss the kind of drag culture in our community. I miss the kind of bonding that we had as a community that was really kind of on the outside looking in, and I grieve a little bit for what's been left behind.
Edelbrick says it pains her to see gays demanding equal rights to marry or to join the military and not challenging the very premise of those institutions. It's also disappointing some young people, like 26-year-old Jason Lydon, who sees gays and lesbians clamoring for the right to marry as selling out.
It's all about just giving up who we are and who we were and who we could be. And literally, people will have signs that say that. We are just like you. No, you're not.
Lydon, director of a progressive Boston church, is so put off, he rejects even the labels gay and lesbian as too mainstream. He prefers to identify now as queer.
So I think of being queer as a great opportunity to say, no, I'm done with all of that. I'm not Will from Will and Grace, and I don't want to be. It's not going to help me. That's not going to help our community. That's not part of collective liberation that we say we believe in.
I think that gay is a very 20th century concept, and it may be passing with the 20th century.
Judith Stacy is a scholar at the Council on Contemporary Families and a sociology professor at NYU. She says she's already seeing gays and lesbians being supplanted on the fringe by those who identify with a panoply of alternative new terms like pansexual, bicurious, trans, and genderqueer. As Stacy puts it, queer is the new gay.
It's really fascinating, I think, to see the emergence of a much more complicated trans culture where people who are pushing the boundaries of what the relationship is between femininity and masculinity and bodily form. And I think that's probably more alternative and more out there, certainly, than just being a boring gay or lesbian person who wants to get married.
I think it's true. I think you're talking about a paradox of a drama queen like me looking for sales at Costco and Price Club, and I'm as fabulously boring as everybody else in suburban New Jersey. You know,
Stephen Goldstein heads up New Jersey's campaign for marriage equality. Getting married and moving into mainstream suburbia, he says, is hardly capitulating. In the suburbs, he says, you can be radical every day just by being there.
Some person in my neighborhood will say, hi, is your wife here? And I'll just scream, honey, and out will come my partner. And I get a kick out of it. It's on the one hand very conventional, on the other hand extremely subversive. I'm having a ball at it.
Yeah, okay. Girls, come on.
Down.
Come on, girls.
Back at home with their two chocolate labs, Sean Hartman and Scott Squillaci count victories in similar mundane ways, getting a wedding vendor to remove the gender references from their application form, or hearing from a very Catholic grade school teacher who's coming to the wedding.
She's a former nun, but she knows me and she loves me, and it's just very affirming.
Squillaci agrees that gay culture may be changing a bit, but what's changing more, he says, is public perception. In the 60s and 70s, the gays and lesbians who were willing to be out were the most nonconformist and radical, he says. They had less to lose than the doctors and teachers who were still in the closet. But as public acceptance of homosexuality has grown, Squillaci says, a broader spectrum of the community has become visible.
Now you see us. But we were there. We were practicing law, and we were doctors and architects and teachers. We just weren't as visible.
Squillaci is one who feels little nostalgia for the old days. Even if gay culture dissipates a bit, he says, it's because oppression against gays is dissipating too. And that is a trade-off, he says, I'd take any day of the week. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.